I feel like my intro is always the same, so I changed the language. So anyone, any guys, I am Sphelele Dlamini, the host of Business Talk. And yeah, today we're speaking with Mr. Aaron. I'm quite excited because this is my field. I am a thought leader, claiming it. yeah, so welcome to Makers Valley. As you see the sign, we are here every single Thursday from now on, from 2 to 4. And this, if you're on YouTube, you're watching on a Monday or anytime during the week. Don't be tough with us, we're still editing. But yeah, I'm gonna let everybody else introduce themselves.
Welcome everybody. Yeah, I'm sitting with greatness here. I'm even shaking. This couch is intimidating right now, but hey, anyway, I'm your co-host, Sanele, and we are back again with Mr. Aaron. Mr. Aaron, let's jump straight into it. Please introduce yourself.
The most difficult question.
Introduce yourself. What you do.
Okay. Thank you so much, first of all, guys, for the invitation.
You're welcome.
I feel very humbled, honored to be here. And I hope it's going to be not a situation where I'm privileged for being here, but I hope the platform will be privileged enough that I'm here myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me promising you that I can give you the best that I can give you today. My name is Aaron Khuitsi Mamudibedi, industry name AMG. And I think the most important thing about me is the fact that I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Before I'm an author, before I'm a public speaker, professional, qualified, certified, and I'm also a tutor, and I'm also a business leader.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's how much I can go.
How are you navigating all of these things?
It's easy, man. It's easy, man. I think I like the topic that we spoke about, gifted. Yeah, I think when you are in the area of your gifting, you are actually in your area of expertise. There's this quote that is so cliche that if you find what you love, you will never feel like you are working, not even in a single day. So I think that all the things that I do, if you look at them, they are just coming from one stream, which is the fact that I am a very professional conference speaker, gifted in public speaking. I think I also carry impact and influence in how I do what I do. So that's how it's so easy for me to be able to juggle all these things.
Yeah, I just wanna ask, because we did gifted, by the way, if you're watching, it's our keynote. So we have keynotes every Thursday here before we enter into this discussion. So if you're watching, do join us on a Thursday here at Makers Valley. But I just wanna ask, staying there with gifted, when did you know that this is your gift?
Powerful question. How do I know? I come across a friend of mine in varsity.
Yeah.
And this guy invites me to a public speaking event. I go there. And when I come back there, I can't sleep.
Wow.
You know, they normally say that a dream is what you see, not when you are sleeping, but when you are still awake.
Yeah.
And I could just see myself speaking. I could see myself inspiring. Could see myself impacting, influencing. And that's how I think I came to the junction of realizing that this is what I do best.
Sure.
And how you discover your gift, how I believe myself from my own experience as well, and from what I teach, is if there is anything that you hate, that hatred is a pointer to what you are born to solve.
Oh.
Yes. If you hate seeing poor people, like Mother Teresa, you are born to become a solution to these poor people. If you hate whatever it may be, that's what you need to solve. Secondly, if there's something that you love wholeheartedly, I think this is the only one that we know as one of the channels of how to discover what you love. So once you find something that you love wholeheartedly without you having to put any effort into it, that's also something that you're born to do. So that's how I came about knowing that I hated ignorance. I hate seeing people suffer. I hate seeing people not becoming what they should become, not doing what they should do, not achieving what they should achieve, simply because they are ignorant of who they are, what they should be doing, where they should be doing it, with who they should be doing it.
Lovely. That's so beautiful. I hate poverty, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
With passion.
I hate it with a passion. All right, I just wanted to ask, you are a public speaker. Do you have educational background, or what is necessarily your, what is the background of?
I think another powerful question, because it goes exactly perfectly with being gifted, because I think there's a notion that if you are gifted in this particular thing, you don't have to go to school because you're so good at it. that it's innate, it's in you. You understand what I mean? But the truth is, there's a difference between academic knowledge and education. So most of us suffer gladly because we are told so much about academic education. And academic education is nothing but memorization of facts and knowledge and information. Where else education is you acquiring information, knowledge, data that enables you to become the best that you are and the best person that you've discovered yourself to become. So when I realized that I'm good at speaking, I need to speak, I should speak. Obviously now I had to make a plan to get rid of the nonsense in my head, you know, substitute it with sense. That's how now I educated myself, reading books. So each and every one of us, doesn't matter if you're a cleaner, you still need to read books about who's the best cleaner. If you are a singer, who's the best singer? If you are a professional speaker, who has been the best in the industry itself? The more you read, the more you educate yourself. The more educated you become, the more knowledgeable you become. The more knowledgeable you become, the more marketable you become. So it still works the same way. Those with more knowledge, more information become more marketable.
Yeah, I think I can testify to that because I did go to school and now I have a marketing agency. I didn't go to school for marketing, but I am constantly educating myself on the adaptation of my field. And I think like what you said, when you see something and you can tell that this is your passion, it lights something up in you, you know. I went to tertiary, I did a BSc and I was there because I do like, okay, I knew I wanted to help people in a sense, but I didn't know the impact of business in that sense. So when you're put in that mindset of you need to go to school for something, when I said I want to help people, I was like, then I have to be a doctor because doctors help people the most. And well, now I'm not a doctor and I'm sitting here with you and I help people still. So you know, that's nice.
On my side, so to disturb you or just to add on to what you are saying, I discovered that I'm good at speaking. And speaking is more about educating. It's more about teaching. It's more about empowering, engaging and enabling people to become the best at what they do. So it now means I have to go and be a teacher. That's how now I know that I have to study education. Not because I want study education, simply because there's jobs in education. That's why in my tutoring sessions I am one of the best at what I do. Why? Simply because I'm passionate about what I do. I don't mind repeating the same thing 100 times. Someone who's not passionate about this, who is not their gift, I think some of us have had teachers who've told them that you do your homework, you don't do it, I don't care. I still get paid. Where else with me, I don't want the money. I want you to get the thing right. I want you to understand what's going on. The money then will come after. So that's how far I can explain that.
It's so key because one of the things we've been speaking about is on our radio show, because we also have a radio show, and I remember we had a discussion on the radio and we said one of the most important things as a business person is service.
Powerful, right?
So service, being of service to others.
You know
you're not a business person if it's just for the money.
Thank you so much.
What did you spark? What did you bring out of someone, you know, and that puts you in that place of service, you know? But I want to ask in terms of, because I know with business, yes, we go to school, we get the education and the knowledge and all of that, but nothing trains you like operating in the field, you know? So what have been your lessons, you know, from operating in the field? What did education not tell you that you found when you got into the field?
So I think if I understand the question clearly enough, is how or what did I learn?
Yes.
When I started practicing what I believe to be what I should be doing.
Yes.
That which obviously the books, the education did not give you. This you can get from every great leader, every great person who's become a great success. You are a testimony yourself.
Thank you.
That there is no formula to dealing with setbacks. There is no formula to dealing with challenges. There is no formula to dealing with all the problems that are going to actually be part of your journey once you start obviously engaging in what you need to be engaging in. So I think the greatest lesson that I've learned being on the field is nothing more but the fact that you have to develop yourself a thick skin. You have to be always ready to bounce back from each and every failure. Because I think the journey of success, as much as we call it the journey of success, the steps that you need to step on to achieve the destination is steps of failure, because it's in the failure itself that you become a success. I think to me, successful people is people who've been able to successfully overcome failure. Then it is more about people who just became successful. So that's what I think the books really didn't give me much of, because when you start experiencing it in person, when it becomes personal now,
yeah,
it's a thing of, because obviously if you come across a challenge now, I mean, you don't remember what chapter of the book you read that spoke about.
Exactly.
It's a thing of, oh my God, I just failed.
Yeah.
I came here, I tried speaking, I didn't give the presentation I planned. What's next?
Yeah.
You have to bounce back mentally yourself. You have to encourage yourself, empower yourself, and re-educate yourself the best way possible to become the best.
Okay, so we're going to get to your actual business, which is AMG Institute. But before that, your profile says you are a futurist, a polymath, a global thought leader, an iconolist, and an
iconoclast.
Iconoclast and an author. Please, I do know what an author is, but, and I think I'm a thought leader, so I know that one. But please tell us, what is an iconoclast and a polymath and a futurist?
Futurist. Don't let that term fool you. When I say I'm a futurist, it means I'm obviously concerned about the future.
Mm.
It means you spoke something powerful about gifted, that innovation.
Mm.
Innovation is part of being a futurist. You're always concerned about how can I make tomorrow better, easier, and efficient for us to be able to live easier.
Yeah.
So that's what being a futurist is all about. So that's what I am all about. I'm always concerned about what are the next changes coming in our world, and how do we adapt? How do we prepare ourselves for such things? Does it make sense? And a polymath, simply means many. Math means information, education. So it simply means I am educated in various forms of subjects. I know quite a lot, business leadership, personal development, I'm in. And entrepreneurship, I suppose, about marriage. I had to study about everything. I have to study everything. That's being a polymath.
Sure.
Because if I'm going to be a speaker, I have to be able to advise people in different various fields of study.
Yeah.
And being an iconoclast, which I think is the bigger one. An iconoclast, the term icon and class, they've been combined.
Okay, I know what an icon is.
Thank you. So they have been combined. And meaning that I cluster an icon, what you have made to be an icon in your mind, I cluster it to break it apart for you so that you don't live by old beliefs. Because old beliefs, I consider them to be past successful traditional beliefs.
Yeah.
There are things that change each and every year. Every industry goes through changes. So people, I might mention some companies, but there are other companies that have failed to stay in the market.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they have always iconolized. They just decided to take what they have decided to brand and that they've decided to come up with, and they have made it an icon that they failed to see beyond it and to see beyond the future itself.
That's so key. That's very, very important. And I think it's a topic that we can stick on for a little bit. Because this to me speaks to, I'm here now, we've got Business Talk here. I have a vision that's we have a vision that's way bigger than just being here. But then it's possible that we get stuck and get comfortable here.
Mm.
So how do we overcome that? How do we always keep ourselves in check to say, hey, you're getting comfortable
now? My brother, you know, they say counseling is free. Consultation is free. You're consulting. You're consulting now. But you need to marry your mind with invention more than innovation. Meaning, you have to always think of new ways. You have to be consistently, be committed, be obsessed with finding new ways of doing things. Because I have a quote that says, there's nothing great that grows from comfort zone. That comfort zone is a garden that is just barren itself. There's nothing that you can plant in comfort zone that can spring up and become great. So our jobs and our duties as human beings, that's why we are human beings.
Yes.
We are in the process of being, becoming.
Whoa.
That's why we are not stuck. We are not like trees. We're not stuck in one place.
Sure.
So ours is a thinking in progression. Think about tomorrow. Be consistent. Hence I say, just be concerned about what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
What might be new tomorrow? Yeah. What might change tomorrow? And that's how you just keep on realizing that you don't have to be stuck.
Yeah, that is very, that's very beautiful. Because
just to close it for you.
Okay.
There's a powerful one. You can write it down if you're taking notes out there. The powerful nation that you can stay in as an entrepreneur is imagination.
Ooh,
and not stagnation.
That's
beautiful. Nice. That is so beautiful. I just want to speak a little bit on what you're talking about, that progressive mindset. Because I feel like some people start businesses and then when they can pay their rent or they can buy bread and, you know, then they get comfortable. But I think what we've been speaking about constantly, and I hope that the viewers at home and people who are here can grasp, you are an eternal being, and what you have inside you, if you start a business, right, that can be something that fulfills even like your parents' dreams can be fulfilled by what you do. So I think for me, it is, I think Sifa said it last week, you need to stay faithful to your future. Ooh. And God is a progressive God. So when you're in line and in a line of business, it's important to note that the sphere that you're in is only the beginning. I think we were speaking about it this morning, is that sometimes people get, you see like a child when you have a small baby, they start by walking. And then for them, that becomes their entire world. Oh, I'm walking now. And the child is just running around everywhere. People tend to stay in that beginning phase of walking. Whereas your business and your company and your entity needs you to start speaking. It needs you to start eating solid foods, you know. So don't stop in the inception. Mm-mm. Think about the bigger picture. Think about the growth. So yeah, let's talk about AMG. What is AMG? AMG, Muna, I think of a car.
As in car.
It's my dream car. So what are you?
Machines.
Are you there by Mercedes?
Maybe we're getting cars today.
I guess AMG was inspired by my birth myself. That's what I would like to believe. Nice. I mean, AMG is nothing but my initials, Aaron Mudiberi Kuitsima Institute, and I was inspired by the likes of Dr. Miles Monroe, having Miles Monroe Global, and I think who you follow determines how far you go.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's where the inspiration came from about AMG. So what we do at AMG, we are human capacity development. We believe every human being has a capacity, but the capacity that which we have can be developed. It can be nurtured. It can be increased. You don't have to settle for the mess that you have. You just mentioned something powerful, that whatever dream you have, whatever vision you have, the Bible says that a wise man builds an inheritance for his children's children.
Yeah.
So I believe that we as AMG, that's what we are also about. We are able to help people live and experience their gifts to a point they industrialize and institutionalize their gifts to a point whereby their gifts now start serving others in the end, leaving a legacy. Yes. That's why if you read about those guys in the book of Genesis 11, verse 6, it says that they said, let us build a name for ourselves,
yeah,
for in case we become scattered. And it's all about building a name for yourself at AMG. If you want to build a name for yourself, you come, you join us, we help you how to become a brand. We help you how to become exactly what you've seen yourself become, even maybe beyond and further than that. So yeah, that's what we are all about at AMG.
You know, you say all about building a name for yourself, and someone might think, hey, I'm going to become famous. So what is the difference between fame and legacy?
That's why you need to be very wise. This is where wisdom is applicable now.
Yeah.
You don't have to seek fame. Rather go for greatness. There are three things you can live for as a person. You can live for survival. You can live for significance. Or you can live for success.
Yeah.
And if you are going to make your name great, you must live for significance. It goes back to what you said earlier on about serving.
Yeah.
You must be ready to serve. Yeah. I'm here not because I'm a great speaker, because I'm here as a servant.
Yes.
I'm here to serve the people who need to learn from what I'm sharing right now. It's not about me. It's about the people who are listening and learning from me. So if you are living for success, all you are concerned about is the AMG car. It's the house you're going to live in. It's the wine that you're going to drink every night. It's the places that you're going to be going to, taking pictures for people on Instagram. That's you living for success.
Sure.
You are concerned about the life and everything that has to do about you. If you are living for survival, your concern is, what am I going to eat tonight? What am I going to wear today?
Yeah.
How am I going to get money to cut my hair? How am I going to make it today? How can I overcome today?
Sure.
But if you're living for significance, you are not even concerned how I look. All you are caring about is how many people are going to be there listening to what I have to say.
Yeah.
And how many lives can I change? It doesn't matter if you're a cleaner. Your concern is, whose house can I make clean today?
Yeah.
Whose house can I make look so beautiful that they start believing that they actually have a great space?
Sure.
You understand? So it's all about you figuring out that it's not about fame. It's all about you having to live for greatness.
Yeah.
So you separate fame from greatness by simply deciding to be a servant.
Mm, nice.
Okay, can go?
No, I think mine is a little bit after.
Okay, so I want us to move into your books. I hope I'm not going.
Can I ask you about Okay, so with regards to AMG, I wanted to ask about the systems that are in place, because you're now saying that you take people in and then you harness their capacity, right? So what are the systems that you have in place? You know, do you have a team? What does that team look like? And how do you break apart your entire entity?
How we work things out, my job at AMG as the founder himself is to simply train and coach. And I guide, I show the way. That's all I do. And when it comes to now, obviously, you having to start really branching out, launching your brand, becoming exactly what you want to be seen out there as your brand, as your company, as whatever the product that you might even be having at that point in time. How we work with that is we have a team that I work with that obviously deals with marketing and branding.
Sure.
They will design stuff for you that you need for you to obviously have that social media presence to such an extent.
Yeah.
And obviously then going further, how to develop your brand, how to develop your business and stuff like that. That's where people like you come in. That's how now we start using our connections, our relationships,
sure,
to help people have a springboard for them to become the best at what they do.
Lovely. Okay, so I can move on to the book. But before we start talking about your book, I want to know, because I know it's mainly targeted at young people, right? So I want to know, what's the burden? You said that there must be something that you hate. What's the burden? What's wrong? Before we get into the
ignorance. Ignorance.
Yeah.
Ignorance. Young people are ignorant. I think if I was to ask around here how many books have we read, people will tell you they've read textbooks only. People hardly go out of their way. Right now, the ignorance is even intensified. It's on another level, because we have Wi-Fi, we have data, we have... Now there's TikTok.
Yes.
Everyone knows TikTok, and they know what's trending on TikTok, but they don't know how to make money off TikTok.
Ish.
And they will tell you that they are poor. Someone right now might be suffering from a headache.
Yeah.
They would rather post about it on WhatsApp than go buy a grandpa. You understand? So that's why I have this hatred of ignorance in the minds of young people. That's why my job with the young people is to help them see things differently, channel their minds in a different fashion, start seeing things for what they are and not for what they wish and want things to be.
Yeah.
Simply.
So without breaking, the title of the book is The 6 Powers of Youth Excellence. Obviously, please buy the book, read the book, but without breaking down those 6 parts, can you tell us about what is in the book, like the content?
The content of the book, I was speaking to a lady before I came in. I was sharing with her that what reading is to the mind is what food is to the body. I'll repeat that.
Yeah.
What reading is to the mind is what food is to the body.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you feed a child what they like all the time, they like sweets, they want ice cream, they want all the sweet stuff, a child will never grow.
Yeah.
They will suffer from kwashioko. You understand what I mean? So, the same way with books, there's a diet. You must read certain types, certain kinds of books.
I love that.
You understand what I mean?
That is just for the sake of reading.
You don't read books because now you found a nice, interesting novel that you like.
Yes, that's very important.
Reading the novel makes you feel fuzzy, you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel like you want that handsome guy, you know, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
I read the book before I saw the movie. You want to start living the life.
Sure.
Without really equipping yourself for the life.
Yes.
So there are books that equip you for such a living. If you want the soft life, you must first of all crucify your mind to a point where you can be able to produce the software from yourself. So my book content is all about empowering yourself, equipping yourself, and giving yourself relevant skills, knowledge that can help you to become the best at what you do.
Yeah.
Everyone who's read the book has become a great student, by the way.
Watch that. Crucifying the mind, can you tell me a little bit more? Why must I crucify my mind?
Because the mind is the center of life. The mind is where life starts from. The mind, that's why the Bible puts it this way, that guard your mind or guide your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. So if you check why people are depressed, it's because of what's in their minds. And how do they become depressed? It's because of what goes in their minds goes through their ears, goes through their eye, eyes, ears, their touch, their sense, all the five gates of your body, the five senses. It's what you use to influence your mind. And whatever goes into your mind is what you will start becoming. Nobody has ever gone to a place that has not been first in their mind. Nobody has ever done anything that has never first entered their mind. Desire springs from the mind. So if you don't take care of your mind, you don't take care of your life. That's why there's a quote in my book that says, mind your mind, because the world can only mind you if you take care of your mind. The world only goes after people who are using their minds. So if you don't use your mind effectively, the world will not mind you. If you look at census, when they count people in South Africa, how many we are, they don't count people who are picking up papers on the street. Why? Because they consider that their minds are not working. So if you don't take care of this part, you lost yourself completely. That's why you must crucify this, because they say it's the bad master, but it's a great servant at the same time.
Now, I'm still trying to process everything that you have said. That is so, so beautiful, guys. Obviously, please do go and get the book, Aaron's book. And I'm still digesting. Give me a minute.
You're still eating.
I'm eating.
We've got a room full of entrepreneurs, and I would love you to speak to them now, to our audience, in terms of what it would mean for them to partner with AMG. Why would they partner with an entity such as this?
You partner with us because you want to become a global brand. You partner with us because you want to become one of the best. You partner with us because you want to set excellence as your standard. You partner with us simply because you want to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. You partner with us simply because you want to be the example of how business should be run. You want to partner with us because you want to be the blueprint of how things should be done. If you're in marketing, if you're in media, you want to become the premium example of this is how things should be done, because that's what we are all about at AMG. So the easiest ways is for you to start, obviously, coming to our events. We host events, annual events. We have our programs that we host on a monthly basis. We have everything for entrepreneurs, for them to can come and be part of us to learn the best way possible.
And I love that you speak a lot about you go. It's almost like you zone into me as an entrepreneur more than anything. So I need you. We're gonna open up the floor for questions in case there's anyone in the audience who'd like to ask you a question. If you don't have any questions, but I'd like you to speak on the importance of personal development as an entrepreneur.
God. My view on life when it comes to that, my philosophy is, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do. What matters most is every industry has what we call an intellectual demand. Meaning every industry, if you are a cleaner, you are a camera guy, you sweep only, I don't care what you do.
Sure.
You must study, you must learn, you must develop yourself, you must grow yourself. Because what you get by luck, you will lose. And what you get through personal development, you will always sustain. So it is important to develop yourself as an entrepreneur, because I say that life is like an exam. And every department of life, if you wanna go into marriage, if you wanna go into study, if you wanna go into business, you must have information, knowledge about that particular area itself. If you are going to be an entrepreneur, you have not read a book about how to sell, you'll suffer. Because I know there's a notion that goes on TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp. Everyone just takes a phone and say, hey, please buy, please go and just sell. You know, they just say, go sell something, sell something. But selling without character you will become a thief at the end of the day. You understand what I mean? You'll end up selling because now you are after making money,
exactly.
But you are not after impacting people and changing people's lives. So it's not all about just making money as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's all about making sure you're making the right and relevant impact. It's about becoming a servant.
Yeah.
It's becoming a understanding that you are in the service, or rather in the, what you call, the field of serving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, you are not really the king.
Yeah.
You are the one who has to serve the people.
Yeah.
That's what you need to keep as a mindset. So that's why personal development is so important. It keeps you grounded, it keeps you rooted, and it is the foundation from which you build anything and everything else that has to do with it.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I think for me, I think I'm understanding you a lot because I am a Christian, but from a perspective of a person who isn't a Christian, how do you still harness the same structure? Because I think for me, like, most of the things just made sense. From a Christian perspective. So I know that you speak a lot about reading, about knowledge, about information, but how does a person who is necessarily like struggling with faith, because I think the real power of our business is the faith that we have in it and the faith that we have in the growth and progression of it. So how does a person who doesn't necessarily have faith still function in a business, out of curiosity?
Is it not funny that those who are not Christians are the examples of how business should be done?
That's true.
I mean, Christianity sometimes can be a platform for laziness.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't like speaking so much on that. But
I think it's a misunderstanding of faith. There was something that was taught in our church. Faith is a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Faith without movement, that's not faith.
It's not faith. So with us as Christians, our notion is have faith and then work. Where else others are working and they have faith
in their world.
You understand? Yes. So for us, I think for those people who are outside the, you know, Christian life, who are not people of faith,
yeah,
they operate with nothing but principles.
Mm.
You understand? They believe laws, they believe in principles, they know that certain things govern themselves if only they apply certain principles. Like the law of gravity, you don't have to be Christian for it to apply to you.
Yeah.
You can fast too. You can go for 40 days, 21 days. You'll fall down if you try. Unless you apply the laws of aerodynamics.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who you are, what you are doing, where you are, who you are. As long as you apply the right relevant principles, you will become the great success. So to some degree, to some extent, there are footprints that are left for us to follow, for us to become successful.
So we narrow it down to just principles.
Just learning principles. Discovering laws of success, and then you become the success that you will become.
All right, awesome. Guys, we're going to open up the floor now for questions. And then after that, we'll speak about the upcoming event, because there's an exciting event coming up that Mr. Aaron is having. But yeah, so anyone in the audience, you can put your hand up if you have a question.
I think you answered all their questions.
All right, it doesn't look like we have any. So let's move on to the upcoming event. Please tell us a little bit more about that.
The upcoming event is our third annual Youth and Useful Summit.
Yeah.
It's for young people, young influencers. The theme of the event is the gathering of future influencers. The event is next week on Saturday at Bramfontein at the Benista Hotel. We normally say it will be Benny with Wisdom. Because we are having a wisdom party.
Yes.
It's where we have young people living with their brains itching with ideas.
Yeah.
It's also a very great platform for young people to come, join other young people who are already influencers in their spheres of impact. They are doing great in what they do. And yeah, it's an opportunity to also network with us and learn also how to can become part of the team, the network. Because once you are part of us, we also provide you with platforms to can be able to share your business with other people and so forth. Yeah.
Sure. Please clarify what an influencer is. I think that's very
important. Yeah.
You know what's funny? What's funny is we look too deep into things.
Yes.
And you don't have to go deep. If you have a friend, how many of us have friends? Can I see by the raise of hands? If you have a friend, you're an influencer.
Sure.
If you have a friend, you don't have to have 10, 5. If you have one, you're an influencer. Because you've managed to influence someone to become a friend. You've been able to influence someone. So influence has two parts to it. It's a two-sided coin. You can influence someone towards a negative course of action or towards a positive course of action. So there are people who influence one another to go and rob a bank. That's influence. You can influence someone to say, discover your gift. Come with us. Let's go to Youth and Useful. That's influence.
Yeah.
You can influence someone to say, let's go buy coffee today. Let's spend so much money. Even if you don't have it, you start taking it out.
Sure. Yeah.
They've influenced you.
Sure.
So anyone who can have a friend can influence. It's just a matter of learning how to use your influence on a larger scale.
Yeah, I wanted you to clarify that because then you've got me on social media and Lele on social media, and we say they are influencers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we take ourselves out of that context.
Thank you.
But we are.
Yeah, actually, everyone is an influencer. That's why.
So that's why the clarity is very, very
important. If you don't know then the difference between that, then obviously you will think that you don't have the capacity. But everyone has the capacity to influence. That's what I believe.
That's it from me, guys. Thank you so, so much for joining us here at Makers Valley. Join us again next week, Thursday, and we're still going to network. So if you guys were just shy, catch Aaron. He's still around. And yeah, from me, thank you. It was very informative. I am going to come because I am youth.
That's powerful.
And I am an influence. The camera is in front of me.
And lastly, how do we reach you?
It's so easy to reach me. You can contact me on my WhatsApp if you want. Contact me on my WhatsApp numbers 067-867-2997. I'll repeat that for maybe some of you might be shy to ask again. 067-867-2997. On Facebook, my names are AA Aaron Mitzimang Modibeli. Modibeli spelled with MOLIBELI. And those are the only platforms I'm on. TikTok, I'm also there because I use it to make money. Anyway, Instagram, unfortunately, I'm not there because it doesn't make me that much money as I want. So yeah, I'm only available TikTok and Facebook. And yeah, and then WhatsApp, like I gave you.
Websites?
Websites, I can share the link with anyone on my Facebook as well.
Okay, awesome. We'll also drop down, so please share the link with us
okay,
as well.
No
so we'll put it on the description in the video if you're watching. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. Thank you guys in the audience for joining us. We really, really appreciate you. Please do keep coming every Thursday. We'll have more amazing guests such as Aaron here. But yeah, thank you so much. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. And we can't wait to have you here one of these days. Cheerio. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.